Have you ever grown a garden? I live in the upper Midwest, and we are having an unseasonably warm February. It is making me dream of my garden. When you grow a garden, there is a lot of upfront work. Let's start at the beginning. Number one, you have to plan the layout of your garden, which includes researching the crops you will grow in your climate, what seeds to plant next to each other, and how much room crops need to grow. Then you buy your seeds. Then you have to prepare the soil, loosen the dirt, plow it up, add amendments. Oh, and I forgot, you also need to see when your last frost date of the season is so you don't plant too early. You have to dig up the rows for the crops and then plant the seeds, put protection around the tender young plants to protect them from the hot sun or the cold evening temperatures. Then there's the rabbits and other pests. By this time, you are probably still dreaming of the delicious vegetables that will be harvested at the end of the summer. But then the weeds start popping up everywhere. Sometimes it's hard to tell the weeds from your tender young plants. So you start weeding first with a hoe between the rows, then by hand around the plants, but the weeds still come. You may feel like giving up at this point. Then perhaps the rabbits, the bugs, and other diseases come. Then there's too much rain or not enough rain. At this point, you're wondering, what was I thinking? Why did I decide to grow a garden? But you stick with it because you put a lot of time, effort, and money into this garden. Now you start to see the vegetable plants growing strong, then blossom, and perhaps beautiful spinach and lettuce leaves. You get a new burst of motivation to keep you going and see your garden through. Then mid to late summer comes and the crops start to overwhelm you. There's the beans, the tomatoes, the beets, the cabbage. What are you going to do with all these vegetables? You start freezing and canning and putting them away for the long winter. You beam with pride over your success and start planning in your head next year's expanded garden. What does gardening have to do with business? Today we are going to learn how building a business is a lot like planting a garden. Just like gardening, there is a lot of upfront preparation with little harvest until later. Business problems like weeds start to pop up, sometimes to the point where you want to give up altogether. However, if you nurture and tend to your business and don't give up, just like a garden, you will harvest a crop. Then next year, you are wiser and a little more experienced, and your garden improves, and you yield a larger crop and learn new skills to preserve the harvest. As we learned in episode 6, we need to choose one work-from-home endeavor and stick with it for at least 90 days. Sticking with my garden analogy, this would be like buying a few tomato plants the first year of gardening and then adding a few more crops once those are established. Today, we are going to learn from the Proverbs 31 woman about building multiple streams of income. Join me as we learn the first step from moving from trading your time for money to building a business that grows while you sleep, which in many ways is a lot like gardening. Let's go. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. We've all seen the ads for making money while you sleep. These ads promise little to no work and huge price tags to learn how to do this. I think it is human nature to want these promises to be true, but deep down we know that making money takes a lot of work and time, just like the garden that I described to you in the introduction. You cannot just throw some expensive seeds into the ground and expect to harvest plants next week. Instead, just like gardening, building a business takes time and effort, sweat and tears, wins and losses, perseverance and consistency. Before we get started, let's review the Christian Work From Home roadmap. The first stop on the roadmap is to find your uniqueness, which includes your skills, strengths, passions, and personality, which we discussed in episodes 1-5. The second stop is to focus on the straight and narrow path, which was episode 6. Today, we're going to talk about fostering financial freedom. The fourth stop is focus on faith and family, which I began to talk about in episode 8 with a scripture writing challenge. If you haven't listened to that one, I really highly recommend it. Okay, so fostering financial freedom includes building multiple streams of income and reoccurring income. Today, I'm going to introduce you to multiple streams of income. This episode is a conceptual view of building different income sources to build wealth for the future. We all have to start from zero, and to follow the gardening analogy, that would be an unworked, weedy plot of land to start a garden. Let's look to the Bible for an example of someone who built multiple streams of income. But before we do that, let's define what multiple streams of income are. It's fairly simple. It's earning money from various sources simultaneously. It is important to diversify your income for financial stability. Earning money from various sources simultaneously reduces reliance on a single source of income. The Proverbs 31 woman is an example of a wise and industrious woman who diversified her income. Let me pause for a moment. What thoughts come to mind when you think of the Proverbs 31 woman? In the past, for me, I would often cringe with a sense of guilt when I started to hear a sermon about her. Here's a perfect example of a woman who, to me, seems like an unattainable standard. I would often hear Mother's Day sermons about the Proverbs 31 woman and slink down in my seat, thinking about all the ways that I had failed to meet just any of these standards. I even cried tears over my failures to obtain just one attribute of this woman. Finally, I took my despair to the Lord in prayer. I asked Him to help me. I confessed my continuous failures to Him as a mom, as a wife, as a businesswoman. And in His tender mercy, He brought this verse to mind, 2 Corinthians 12:9, which says, "And He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Friend, I learned that I will never obtain this high standard of the Proverbs 31 woman on this side of heaven. But with the grace of Jesus Christ living within me, He will guide me in His way. His grace is sufficient. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. We can look to story after story in the Bible. Moses stuttered, yet God used him as a spokesperson to His people to lead them for 40 years in the wilderness. Jonah was impulsive and disobedient, yet once Jonah submitted to God, He used Jonah to deliver a message to a wicked nation that caused them to repent and turn from their wicked ways. In the New Testament, we can look to example after example. I think of Paul or Peter or Thomas, all imperfect men that God used. All this to say, please remember that as I go through this example, lean on the grace of Jesus Christ and leave the results up to Him. All right, let's get started. The Proverbs 31 woman. Start with verse 13. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. A Proverbs 31 woman is involved in product production. She demonstrates skills in creating handmade products to sell. We can look at a 21st century example, which would include being a creative Chloe, starting an Etsy business to sell handmade items, engaging in a crafting industry through a blog, social media, and collaborating with brands for sponsored content. I have a friend who sews, and anytime someone in our local Facebook community is looking for pants to be hemmed or dresses to be altered or clothing to be repaired, someone always tags her in the post. I don't think she does any other advertising beyond word of mouth, yet she has a booming sewing business. So there are so many ways that you can work with your hands and sell things online or in your local community. A personal example of this for me is we live on a farm, and so I produce many things on the farm, such as I raise chickens for eggs and for meat. I also raise calves. So once those things are ready to sell, I sell them either in the local community or at market, and I'm able to earn money to build the farming business and also to support our family. Next verse, Proverbs 31:14. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. Okay, when I think of this verse, I live in a rural area, and the biggest city with a Costco is about 45 minutes. So I think sometimes going to Costco that's 45 minutes is me bringing my food from afar. But no, seriously, this verse 14 talks about a woman who engages in trade, indicating a business-minded approach to acquiring resources. The modern-day example of this would be something like an e-commerce business, managing an online store that sources products nationally and internationally, perhaps being an affiliate for products that you can sell or promote on your website or social media. Not only that, you can think of selling online courses or teaching people things online. You're bringing your knowledge from afar to someone who needs to hear it and would pay you money to learn from you. Creating and selling online courses or educational content on platforms like Teachable and ShareSkill. Okay, let's look at the next verse. Verse 15, she riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. To me, this verse means that we effectively manage our household, overseeing both our family, servants, showcasing leadership and organizational skills. Okay, you probably heard me say servants. Obviously, we don't have servants as they did in Bible times. But as your business grows to the point where you can hire someone to help you, you will pay them a generous wage if you are a Proverbs 31 woman. Practically, this looks like planning meals, keeping up with the household chores, caring for the needs of your family while building your business. This may sound like an impossible task for you, as you are a busy mom, but ask the Lord to help you. Remember, His strength is made perfect in weakness. Next verse, Proverbs 31:16 says, "She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard." This verse means to me investing in real estate by acquiring a field and turning it into a vineyard showcases a strategic approach to wealth building. This may seem like an impossible dream, but it is possible. For my own family, we were able to purchase a humble property and we fixed up the house that was on it, and we now have a short-term rental that, although not providing much income, it does pay for itself. Not only that, this property has taught me how to clean and manage properties that turned into a quick cash injection for building the business that I now have. You can learn more about quick cash injections in episode 7 called Fueling Your Dreams. When we look at this verse, it may not mean that you are considering a physical field and buying it, but possibly a business opportunity that you see and decide that it could be a profitable business that you would enjoy, and you purchase it that way and build it into something that supports your family. Next verse, Proverbs 31:17. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Back in Bible times, most people had to work hard for everything, for each meal, to get to town, to go see other people. They did not have vehicles like we do. In today's world, we have so much technology that makes our lives easier, from running water to automobiles to computers. With the abundance of food and lack of physical exertion, the fitness industry has exploded. Perhaps this is a niche that you could enter. In my opinion, this industry needs more Christian influence. For example, a focus on God-given physical abilities and God-given food. You could become a physical fitness trainer, helping others to engage in regular exercise and strength training to maintain physical strength and well-being. And this can all be done online. You could also operate a business that sells health and wellness products, promoting physical strength and fitness. You could be a content creator in the fitness niche, running a YouTube channel or a blog that focuses on fitness, providing strength training routines and healthy habits for busy moms. You could also be a physical trainer in your local area, set your own schedule, meet with clients, helping them to build strength and physical abilities. We have learned about 5 verses in the Proverbs 31 woman. There are still 10 more verses to explore. If you like this episode and would like me to continue this series, would you please leave me a review on Apple Podcast? I want to provide content that my listeners can benefit from. I also want to take just a few moments to read a review that I received on Apple Podcast. This review is from Shauna Parker. It's titled, "So Good." Ever since 2020, more and more people are looking for ways to work from home and spend more time with their family. Amy not only helps make that your reality, but she also goes the extra step and shares what kind of positions are available and what would suit your needs. So many tips, encouragement, and authentic advice. So good. Thank you so much, Shauna, for your review. And I would love to hear from you. You can go to my Apple Podcast site, which the link is in the show notes. Leave me a review, and maybe I will read your review on the air in a future episode. Thank you so much for joining me today, where we learned about how gardening is like building a business and how we can look to the Proverbs 31 woman to build multiple streams of income. I will see you next time. In the meantime, keep living your dreams and earning money from home while focusing on your faith and family. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.